Welcome, everyone, to the official Jeff Meacham Network predictions for this Sunday's Clash of Champions, exclusively airing, of course, on the WWE Network from the Thunderdome in Orlando, Florida. And you can come right here at 5:45 Eastern, 2:45 Pacific on Sunday for my full watch-along. We'll be deep diving, kids. Absolutely. It's going to be a fun afternoon of wrestling, if you will. And I'm looking forward to covering this show. It's going to be a great show to watch. And joining me for predictions today on the Jeff Meacham Network, if you're watch along at home, we're going to see if we can get the audio and video to sync up for him because he was having trouble earlier, but we'll see if we can get him going. Here he is, Stat Boy himself. Mike, what's up, brother?
Okay, I had to switch over. I tried to sit by the pool and use my hotspot. That was the issue. I have to stay close to the Wi-Fi. That was the problem.
Yes, must stay with Wi-Fi. So I basically restarted the show. I did a little 30-second countdown, and then I restarted the show. So we're going to go ahead and just go with it.
Good.
So based on that, I will say, first of all, congratulations. You're going back to work, and I'm so happy that it seems that things are starting to creep to the world of normalcy. I mean, I don't want to jinx it or anything, but you're going back to work. Things are good, and you got at least one day on the docket, so that's a great start.
Yeah, with Orange County moving into a different tier, so things are opening back up. But of course, for some reason, Newsom doesn't want to talk about theme parks. He wants to talk about energy and fuel efficient cars. And I put this out there: if you saw his press conference yesterday, he was standing in front of the old DCA letters.
I was going to say, he doesn't want to talk about theme parks, but he wants to do his press conference in front of theme park signs. Got it.
There you go. So, yes, I get to go back to work. It's one day for now. Who knows what's going to happen next? But my work costume is all ready. I had to get bigger slacks. Because in the 6 months we've been out of work, I put on some weight, apparently. But, it's whatever, man. It's Orange County getting back to normal.
There you go. Well, you go. We're getting back to normal here on the Jeff Meacham Network, doing my first watch-along in a month. It's been I was going to do one for All Out, and then just the day got away from me. I ended up just watching the show, so it was what it was. But Sunday, 2:45 here on the West Coast, 5:45 for you East Coast kids. Of course, they start the kickoff at 6 or 3, if you will. And right away, the abomination of this show is that the Raw Women's Champion, Asuka, the most dominant women's champion in WWE the last 5 years, I'll say, is in the freaking kickoff, which is horse shit, as she takes on Zelina Vega. Now, I will say this. It would not surprise me one damn bit if Zelina Vega walks out of there the champion this Sunday.
Whoa, that's a big prediction.
It's a bold prediction. I will say this, though. If they were going to have her win the championship, I feel they'd put it on the main card, which leads me to believe we're going to have Asuka retain the championship. Where do you stand there?
I think it's very disrespectful. That it's the kickoff show. It almost feels like it's a Royal Rumble championship match scenario where who is this nobody getting a title shot? That's happened many times. I think I can only count the number of times Zelina's actually wrestled in a match, because when I had her in my fantasy wrestling league,
right,
you would only get points for her when she appeared at ringside. You didn't get points for her for wrestling. Now, we've seen her wrestle once or twice in the Royal Rumbles.
Right.
But, I mean, and she's beautiful. I'm not going to deny that as well. But is she Raw Women's Champion? Not a chance. Not a chance. So there's no denying on who I'm going to pick to win that match. And I'm going to say, without a doubt, it's going to be Asuka.
By the way, those of you that have motion sickness, we apologize for Mikey's current situation on his video. He's all over the damn place right now. Sit still, motherfucker.
I don't have a chair out here, and it's a nice day, and I need to get my steps in. I need to exercise. I've got to lose some weight before I go back to work.
I feel like I'm on Star Wars, Star Tours circa 1972. Like, all right. So I'm going to go in the order of matches that I don't care about up to the ones I do care about. So there's that. So,
okay.
I only put that one first because it's on the kickoff. So it is what it is. This match, again, you know, they've been talking about these guys for a while. They've had a little bit of a program, but not enough meat on the bone, in my opinion. You've got Cesaro and Shinsuke Nakamura defending the SmackDown Tag Team Championships against Lucha House Party. Okay, sure. Does it really matter who walks out the champion? I mean, really, I don't see why they couldn't have done what I thought they were going to do when they had Cesaro and Nakamura beef him with the Street Profits and have them go title for title and have the championships, much like the female tag team championships, be across all brands. But
sounds about right. I don't see Lucha House Party getting the belts because, no offense to Lucha House Party, they're like the C team. They're not even a B team.
Right.
They were just in the last story I remember they were in was with the wannabe Shield, the Jackson Riker team, and all that.
Right.
So this is almost like a gimme. I think this whole pay per view is like gimme matches that unless something shocking happens, you know who's going to win. So I'm taking Cesaro and Nakamura on this one.
There you go. Hard to argue with it. And I tend to agree, to be honest with you. So
I think we're going to do a lot of agreeing on this prediction show.
Mike Gonzalez says Cesaro and Nakamura retain. Paul Meade, who gave Mr. Cherry quite a run for his money there recently on Dressing Trivia Challenge, says both brands have an Hispanic team teasing breakup. That's true. They do. And we'll get to that right now, Paul, since you brought it up because you gave me the transition on a platter. God bless you, Meade. The Raw Tag Team Championships, the Street Profits against Andrade and Angel Garza. How are these guys, Andrade and Garza, not already broken up? I don't know. And with Zelina, you know, getting her shot at the championship, maybe we're seeing this little group have a party in the ways. I don't know. But if again, I personally feel the money match is the Street Profits and Cesaro and Nakamura. Now, granted, is it a money match? I mean, really? No, of course not, because those two teams aren't, you know, money of based on our fandom time, right? But Survivor Series is on the horizon. Raw versus SmackDown. There's your match right there. And there I say have him go title for title, damn it. I really do.
I can agree to that. I like the Street Profits. They are a good team. You know, we want the smoke. Well, we're getting this. We got the smoke here in California.
Yeah, but, no shit.
Yeah, really. I also agree. I mean, the whole Andrade, Angel Garza, and the third Austin Theory triple team, whatever, AAA, I think they call themselves. It had a good run. So, you know.
It had like a week or two run, and then they sent Theory to NXT.
Yeah. So, unless by some miracle that Zelina does get the Raw titles, the Raw Women's title, and Austin and Andrade's team gets the, you know, they could do the whole we've got all the gold part storyline.
They very well could.
You know, but I'm going to stick with my guns, and I'm going to say Street Profits.
Couple of great comments here from the chat room. I'll go ahead and throw them up here real quick. The Cool Brothers Radio podcast says, I think they should bring Imperium to the main roster and have Cesaro join them. You know, once they get NXT UK settled down and they have their takeover, I think, in October, like late October, they're having a takeover UK. I don't know that for sure, but I'm pretty sure it's where it's going to be. And then I say if Imperium doesn't really make a huge stand there, because I think that they even gave Gallus the stink eye on NXT UK last week on the Titantron. So they're always watching Gallus. So we could very well see Imperium make another run at the UK tag titles, which I wouldn't mind. I love me some Imperium. I love me some Gallus. I am all in on that match all day. But yeah, if you bring Imperium to the main roster, first of all, the problem with bringing people to the main roster, and I'm going to go off a little tangent here, but it's my network, so I don't give a shit. bringing people to the main roster has been proven to be a disaster. Because once they get called up from the NXT brands, they fall into the muck of avarice. It's terrible. So, you know, I say keep these guys where they are as long as you possibly can. That way, if you do call them up, they've had enough credibility underneath them where if they flounder because of redonkulous booking, they can, and they get cut, they can go elsewhere and go, yeah, well, you know, we're still whooping that ass. Now, Paul Mead with a couple of great comments as well. He says, Raw's tag team division is non-existent. It's been the same teams feuding over the title since February. Yep.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And then he also suggests including NXT UK and Survivor Series. We already got three brands now, and I'm pretty sure that as far as Survivor Series goes, they include UK under the NXT umbrella, which is why Rhea Ripley was allowed to be included in the Survivor Series team last year. So let's not put the cart before the horse, is all I'm saying. So let's just let NXT do their thing. Michael Makes Gonzalez sense. With a hot take. Oh, good. I'm good, Mikey. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was agreeing with you. Go ahead.
Michael Gonzalez says that cinematic match against the Viking Raiders ruined the Street Profits. The cinematic match ruined both teams. I mean, the Vikings have been doomed for a long time with their name-changing bullshit. But, yeah, that whole thing with those four guys and the ninjas and Tozawa just buried their legitimacy as a tag team championship team. So
yeah, I can agree to that.
All right, now we've gone off into the weeds for the last 6 hours. Let's reel it back in, kids. Speaking of tag teams, the women's tag team championship is on the line. The reunited Ruby Riott and Liv Morgan, and I just can't get enough of Liv Morgan. She's just a little cutie pie, against Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, which I know Big G's going to be watching this match intently. His girl is a champion, and it's going to be a fight between these two teams. There's no question about it. Nia and Shayna are the bruisers, and Ruby and Liv don't sleep on Ruby and Liv, man. They might surprise you. I don't think they will. I think we're going to have the champions retain, but I think they're going to have a better showing than people are expecting.
All right, we disagree. I'm more of a Liv Morgan person than a Ruby Riott person. I've always
agreed.
I've gone towards the Liv, but I don't see a problem with putting giving the Riott Squad a tag team title run. Wow. Mostly because of the established team rule. Way back in the day during the Costa years, we had many a discussion that would say, we don't like it when a person and a person just miraculously become a tag team and win the tag team titles.
I remember.
Remember, so that's the case with Shayna and Nia. You know, they're just two people that they threw together, you know, because apparently Nia doesn't like to, nobody wants to work with Nia because she injures them, and Shayna's not really going anywhere. So let's put the belts on them to try and save their careers. At least Ruby and Liv are an established team, minus Sarah, who went off to, I believe, have a baby and get married and do that stuff. Plus, I think the Riott Squad is also a replacement for the Iconics. Even though they're not together, they're still on television together. And let's face it, if every time I see the Iconics, I want to have my eyeball scratched out with razor blades. But I am more of a Billy Kay than a Peyton Rice. So I'm going to say that the Riott Squad get the tag team belts.
You are fired. You dislike the Iconics and you like Billy more than you are so fired.
Oh. Nope. Can't fire because I never signed a contract. I'm an independent contractor.
Well, yeah, well, sort of WWE guys, and I didn't stop Vince from being a dick. So
vote no on 20,
Let me allegedly. Let me say that. Allegedly. I don't know. I don't work there. I don't know.
So all right. Vote yes on 21, whatever that commercial is. That's the right. Independent contractors.
That's right. Yeah. Question from the Cool Brothers Radio Podcast: do you think the women's division should have a mid-card title? Let's have the women's division have a decent run with their titles they've got already. Like, seriously.
It doesn't sound, and here's your WWE Women's Intercontinental. What are they going to call it? You can't call it Intercontinental. You can't call it US. You can't call it Junior. What are you going to call it? No, it doesn't work.
Call it the Divas. No.
No, you can't. No, they're not Divas anymore.
No. So, yeah. No. They've got to have championships as it is. Put it this way. Every match here is a title match, and this is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's like a 10-match card right here. So, you know, why muddy the waters even more? Plus, you got the NXT brand. Plus, you've got the NXT UK brand. So, there's plenty of women's championships to go around. So, and plenty of male championships that matter go around. There's way too many titles, in my opinion. So, and while on the subject of too many titles, who the hell is the Intercontinental Champion? Well, we're gonna find out this Sunday because Jeff Hardy, the recognized champion, is defending against both AJ Styles and the man who still claims to be the champion, our buddy from PWG, Sami Zayn. I am intrigued, and I really. Either any of these three guys winning is okay with me. I like all three of these guys. I know I've really shit on Jeff over the years for his issues and whatever. And, you know, Renegade famously tore a picture of Jeff Hardy in half on the air with us a few years ago when he had his Victory Road up meltdown. So I get it. But Jeff has redeemed himself. I love Sami Zayn. I love Sami Zayn from the first time I saw him. And Chandler Olay with him for the better part of a decade. So I love him too. And AJ.
But you got to pick one.
I know. Let me do my build. And AJ Styles is still to this day the greatest in-ring performer I've seen in a wrestling ring. Yes, including Bryan Danielson. Yes, I said what I said. Mike Gonzalez says match of the night right here. I have to agree. And I feel it's going to go the way of the person we least expect it to go. I'm picking Sami Zayn to once again become Intercontinental Champion here.
My problem with this storyline is that we've had this story before as to who is going to be the Intercontinental Champion. You know, right. We did it with Shawn and Razor back in the 90s. You know, we did it with the WWE title. This whole thing about getting... You know, you're stripped of the title for a reason, and we all know that the real reason was that Sammy did not or could not travel from Canada back to the States due to COVID. That was the story. So in a way they are bringing reality into this storyline. Now, while the pandemic was going on, I wanted to see Sammy wrestle. I did not want to see him be the manager of Cesaro and Shinsuke. I wanted to see him get in the ring. You know, he and Kevin Steen they told stories, you know, that they are excellent wrestlers. And to have Sammy not wrestle was very disappointing, and I lost points on him. And so when they gave them the 3-on-1 match back at Backlash for the IC title and they put the belt on him, I'm like, what are you doing? He's not wrestling. What's the point of giving him the title? You just made the Intercontinental title a paperweight. You give it to AJ. Yeah. He brought some back to it. You give it to Jeff. He's got some. Unless if Sammy's going to come back and actually wrestle, give him the belt. If not, keep the belt on Jeff. I'm saying Jeff Hardy retains his title.
All right. Well, there you go. Makes it
there you go.
Pretty cut and dry there from the Stat Boy. So there you go.
Thank you.
I do tend to agree with your assessment of the situations. So, however, I still am picking Sami Zayn to become champion again. So,
like I say, if he puts on a good match, and if he wins, I will be happy to take that loss. I'm like, okay, but then if he consistently wrestles, makes the title worthy again instead of a piece, instead of a paperweight.
Right.
There you go.
There you go. So, in the category of the quote-unquote mid-card championships, if you will, we go to the United States Championship match, which has been the feud's been going on for approximately 45 years now. And we have Apollo Crews challenging the Destroyer, Bobby Lashley. It's going to be something, man. What do you think, Mikey?
Well, I haven't really been following SmackDown, The Hurt Business, and MVP, Apollo, Bobby.
This is Raw, but that's okay.
What's that?
It's on Raw, but that's okay.
Oh, that's SmackDown? I'm sorry. Okay. So I kind of had a thing with even MVP going after the title and right. that part of the storyline. Honestly, this is like a – I'm going to flip a coin on this one, and I'm just going to say that Apollo gets the belt back.
Wow. Okay.
Because honestly, yeah. Because I mean, if I'm remembering correctly, he did actually get the title, and then there was all this injury. I'm the champion. I'm going to hold on to it, then I'm going to take it. So I say put it back on Apollo.
Makes sense to me.
There you go.
And I'm going to agree with you. Believe it or not, granted, Lashley being the champion definitely helps the championship because Lashley gives, you know, credibility, in my opinion, honestly, because, you know, people, again, are going to crap on that opinion. People are going to crap on Lashley because of the way he's been booked. And I understand that. I get it. But I also know that Lashley is a, you know, I don't care how bad you book him. He's a certified bad mother effort. He just is. And it's hard to bet against him, but I'm going to, because I feel that they don't need the championships in the stable. They just need to be, you know, killers. And that's what the three of them are. Four, if you count Cedric now, because Cedric's got the killer instinct now, which I love. They brought it out of him. I think that's great. And I think that with the fourth man involved in the group now, they really don't need to have championships as far as all the time. They can definitely, you know, make those guys work without the championships. So, and a lot of hot takes coming in this match here. D. Ross 2 says retribution, interference, and shaky camera angles. Most likely. Well, that's very likely. Paul also says retribution may interfere in the US title match. And then Cool Brother says Crews gets the belt back, and they kick Lashley out of the group and add Apollo. Ooh, I like that, where Apollo regains, and then he joins them. Interesting scenario. I dig it. I dig the theory. I dig the theory, Cool Brother. I dig it. All right, now we're getting to...
There are so many people that could be writing staff for WWE that they don't even know it.
Yep. Now we're getting into the main card... the main card world title matches, and we start with the SmackDown Women's Championship, the longest reigning SmackDown Women's Champion ever, Bayley, will be stepping in with the best friend of she who is going cuckoo, Alexa Bliss. Of course, I'm referring to Nikki Cross. You gotta believe Alexa's gonna be involved in this match somehow. She can't not be, and I also feel that Sasha will not be involved. I am holding out hope that WWE is going to listen to the requests of Twitter and everybody else on social media and hold off doing a Sasha versus Bayley until WrestleMania. And I hope I'm right, but I feel I'll be wrong. So we'll see. But I do feel that Alexa Bliss will be involved in this match and will somehow cost Nikki the championship, and we'll end up having Alexa and Nikki doing their thing down the line here. And my Alexa cancel. I gotta remember to not say that around her. She will be involved, I feel, and will end up costing Nikki the championship. So Sasha Bayley has to retain that. She has to retain at this point until WrestleMania, I feel, to give Sasha her moment of redemption.
I can see that. I do like Nikki Cross. I love her accent. Yes. I love it when she talks. But I don't think, unless they're going to make her a transitional champion, there's no point in giving her the belt. And I can't believe I'm actually saying this, but keeping the belt on Bayley is actually a good thing here, even though I do not like this bully character. I do not like the Cleopatra look. I want to see the...
I'm so glad somebody else saw that besides me!
Yeah. Yes. I want to see the Bayley Sasha storyline go on.
Yes.
So they're just using Nikki as a filler. So if somehow Bayley loses the belt, that's definitely going to put a huge strain on the Sasha Bayley storyline, and I can see Alexa going all crazy and whatnot, and so. Yeah, Bayley retains hands down.
Yep, D Ross saying Bayley wins via Alexa Bliss. Sasha should have sold the beatdown till next year, and then Paul Mead says 18 months is too long of a title reign. Bayley can win it back in the next few months. Okay, there's a couple of things I want to address there. First of all, Sasha selling the beatdown. Yes, they should not have had her on TV the week after. I agree with that, and also, when Bayley beat her down again backstage, she should have been knocked out or severely injured on a storyline front, and we shouldn't be seeing Sasha. Like, we shouldn't be seeing her at all. Now, with Paul saying 18 months is too long of a title reign, yeah, remember something, y'all. I come from the old school where Hulk Hogan was champion for 4 years, and you know Bruno and Mikey's Mikey was born after that, but prior to Mikey being born, Bruno was champion for 8 years and then another 4 years. So you know, I don't mind long championship reigns if the moment happens where they lose a title is one of those holy shit moments. Like, people have talked for years, and I'm not trying to compare Bayley to Bruno Sammartino, so please don't write me hate mail, okay? When Ivan Koloff beat Bruno Sammartino in Madison Square Garden, you could hear a pin drop in the center of the ring from the cheap seats. That was the biggest, at the time, the biggest what the fuck in WWE history, by and large. Now, I'm not saying Sasha losing to Bayley at WrestleMania Bayley losing to Sasha is going to evoke that kind of emotion, because it's 2020. It doesn't exist, unfortunately. I mean, it should, but it doesn't. However, Bayley losing the title between now and when Sasha beats her, I liken that to a story that Mick Foley told in his book, his first book, when he was writing about defeating the guy by the name of Yoshi Kwan. In WCW. I don't know if you guys remember back in the WCW days, Harley Race brought him in. And Yoshi Kwan was undefeated. He was making a huge run, and he was set to face Cactus Jack at a clash or a pay-per-view or something, and Cactus was going to be his first defeat. Cactus was going to beat him, Yoshi's first loss, right? And then Yoshi, I think, randomly dropped a match to Johnny B. Badd on TV, and Foley's like, fuck, like that just killed everything. It killed the momentum. So Bayley, if they're going to make this thing work and Sasha returns to avenge herself against Bayley, Bayley has to retain, period. And I do agree with D Ross saying Sasha should change her look. I don't know about the overall look. I think I'm not a fan of the blue hair myself, but she definitely needs a different sort of presentation when she comes back. So there we go. Off the soapbox I go.
Well okay. Said.
Thank you very much. Yeah. All right. The World Championships. Which one do you want to do first?
Raw.
Very good. All right. Randy Orton challenging Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship. I thought it was going to happen at SummerSlam that Randy was going to defeat Drew. So I was surprised. Having said that, I don't know if they're going to take it off Drew now. I thought Randy would be the guy to, you know, carry the title for a while, but I'm seeing more and more that we're going to have Drew retain. So I'm doing what you did earlier, Mikey. I'm tossing the coin, and I say Drew retains.
I have had no problem with Drew winning the title.
Right.
And honestly, if Randy can keep going, mm-hmm. another title wouldn't be bad for him.
Right.
So I kind of wish there was a stipulation in this match other than just a good old – I mean, they've had a pretty good feud going.
Right.
So I'm gonna stick with Drew on this one, though.
Right.
I mean, if he can keep the title till the end of the year, that's an accomplishment. And maybe have him go the year long and have him lose it at Mania.
That makes sense. Makes sense to me. All right.
That's it.
So, main event, in my eyes, is the WWE Universal Championship match. Roman Reigns, and yes, there you see him, Paul Heyman, by the big dog side. If you haven't been watching SmackDown, you're missing out, guys. I'll tell you that right now. He's being challenged by his cousin, Jey Uso. Like, it's just this random phenomenon here. But we've got the battle of the Anoa'i dynasty here, and it's gonna be a fight. And do we honestly feel that Jey Uso has a chance? No, I don't. I want to believe that. I love Jey Uso. I love Usos. But Roman's going to retain. He's going to retain for a good long while here. So, just my suggestion or my opinion. And Michael's question is, will this match – whoop, we lost. Hi.
Well, I have no idea what happened.
I don't either.
Me neither.
Okay, so I was saying that do we really believe that Orton is going to Roman's going to lose the title? I don't believe so. Jey Uso will give him a good fight, but I don't see it going anything further than that. And Mike Gonzalez says, will this match go over – lay it on the ground and – Mike says, will this match go over 10 minutes? And I don't know. I don't think so. And as far as we'll get to that in a minute. Mikey, I'm going to unmute your – oh, you already did. What do you think about the – before we get to the comment from D-Ross, what do you think of the Universal Championship match?
Again, I like Jey Uso, but I don't see him as a champion, not as a heavyweight champion.
Right.
And I've got a very bad feeling that if – with the way this pay-per-view seems from beginning to end
– right.
And I would not be surprised that if by some miracle Jey Uso gets the pinfall and wins the title, hell, let's just bring out Otis and cash in Money in the Bank briefcase right then and there and give the belt to Otis.
That's too funny.
And then the next week on SmackDown, they go into a triple threat and Roman gets the belt back.
Well, D-Ross is saying that Orton and Drew should go through the ambulance and Otis cashes in and shuts the door and wins the championships. Is Orton going to have an ambulance match?
Not that I've heard of it. I haven't heard any stipulations for Sunday, so I don't know.
Mikey, we're having a very hard time hearing you over the noise, brother, just so you know.
It's the kids. It's the neighbors.
I know. I'm just telling you.
it's the neighbors' kids.
I know. So it looks like we're going to have an ambulance.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
We're live, pal. Oh, Lordy.
There. I took care of that.
There we go. I appreciate that. Thank you. Sorry.
I thought I muted my mic.
You did, but now you're good. So, okay. Apparently it is going to go – it is an ambulance match for the WWE Championship. So, you know.
Okay.
The whole Otis thing is not a bad idea. If you really want to have a complete duh moment, that's actually pretty good, I think.
I'll be even more scared if I called it and I got it right. I will be scared to death.
I just don't know if they can have Roman be the one to lose Money in the Bank cash in. I think Drew is the more vulnerable champion there than Roman is, I feel. So, all right. Well, there we go. Most definitely. I wasn't on with you yesterday. I didn't get a chance to talk to you yesterday much. Any thoughts on – let me see if I can get this – is the image still there? It is. Any thoughts on the passing of Joe Laurinaitis, or Royal Animal?
Oh, my God. When I woke up yesterday morning and I saw the news and I'm like, man, this is too much. I mean, 2020 is taking away too many people because of COVID and all that. Luckily, and thank God that Joe was not taken away by the coronavirus. And right. To hear that it's natural causes at 60 years old, that's shocking for me because, I mean, that makes no sense medically, I think. I did get to see a nice NFL-produced video from a few years back of Joe and his son James and how much that NFL you know, he's the proud dad and all that, and how he teaches boys. So, you know, it's like a lot of fans are saying, Hawk and Animal are back up, are reunited up in heaven, and they're looking for all the other tag teams that have joined them. They're having great tag team matches and whatnot. And I really like the comments you were saying that you have to mind your P's and Q's. Otherwise, when you get up there, they're going to put you in a doomsday device. That was very fun. I like that.
But I don't need my big strand clotheslining me off the top of a freaking cloud when I get there. Like, I'm going to be a good little boy for the rest of my life.
I would hope so. I mean, but it's just very sad. And, you know, his career spans all the years, you know, as the Road Warriors. Of course, when he came into WWE, they would say Road Warriors, but they were Legion of Doom. You know, I believe they won the tag team belts twice.
Yep.
Or three times, actually. The three-time champion. Two with Hawk and, of course, the one with Heidenreich. Nobody wants to say that because apparently Heidenreich and Animal didn't get along from what I heard.
Right.
So, you know, and James Laurinaitis actually retired in 2018 because I was hoping that the NFL would have said something. It'd be nice if they would say something during the Rams game because he was a Ram and I believe he also – I think he played for the Saints. I don't remember. I can't confirm that one. I think he was a Saints as well. But the majority of his career was in Los Angeles. So when Los Angeles plays this weekend.
St. Louis, like, yeah.
You know, St. Louis, Los Angeles, whatever.
I know.
I know. I still call the Chargers San Diego. So, yeah. You know, I'm just going to say team names from now on. I'm not going to say cities anymore. So, you know. Again, 60 years is too young, I believe, but what a rush and what a ride it's been. You know, believe me, if I would yell what a rush right now, but I'd be just as bad as the kids that are playing outside the door.
That's it. D-Ross says, RIP Animal, I was shocked when I heard the news because the day before Animal died. It was a ringtone for somebody. Anniversary. So the day before Animal's death, it was his anniversary. He put a tweet out. It was crazy. So that's awful. Alistair Kiefer says, snack on danger, dine on death. Did you see Adam Pearce's post yesterday?
No, I didn't. What did he say?
He opened it. He was in his refrigerator, and he had like a little container and a big container, and he had a post-it notes. One said danger, one said death. It was the funniest damn thing I saw all day. I was like, God bless the champ. I miss Scrap Daddy so much.
I like Adam Pearce. He's a great guy. I love that the programming has decided to pull back the black curtain and allow him to talk once in a while. You know, I would love for WWE to say something like, you know, Adam Pearce is not only a producer, he was a wrestler at one time. You know, that'd be great.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. So there was there was a little moment yesterday. It just kind of tickled my funny bone on Facebook yesterday. Cool Brothers with a sobering comment. He says, the whole Survivor Series team of the Warriors has passed away. Kerry Von Erich, Warrior, and LOD. Yeah, that's depressing.
Yeah, I saw that picture. I did see that picture.
And then he says, I watched the Indie House Canadian Stampede main event. Brett, Goldust, and Austin. No, because Ken Shamrock's still alive.
Shamrock's alive. He's not dead yet.
Yeah. Just because he works Shamrock doesn't mean his career is dead. You be nice to Ken Shamrock. Anyway. And Shamrock. There.
Okay.
So. Yeah. Working for Impact does not mean you're dead. Just means your career is dead. So, okay. Anyway.
Hogan can't do it. He's being inducted. She can't do it. He's being inducted. I'm the only one still alive.
Yeah.
I went
Another one that left too soon for sure. So. As a reminder, thank you guys for watching today. We greatly appreciate everybody tuning in to both Wrestling Rewind before and during this prediction show with Mikey. Mikey, appreciate you being here. Again, coming up this Sunday, 5:45 Eastern, 2:45 here on the West Coast. We will have the beginning of the watch-along for Clash of Champions. Again, that is this Sunday. Coming up tomorrow, right here on the Jeff Beecham Network, will be, I don't have the graphic, which I'm a horrible friend and a horrible co-host. Dad's Not Always on Wrestling with our top 10 movie sequels. Stay tuned for that tomorrow, again, at 6 Eastern and 3 Pacific. That'll be coming up tomorrow. No, Mike Gonzalez, Undertaker was in a WWF Championship match with Vader at the Canadian Stampede pay-per-view. So that was his role there. I'm excited because, Mikey, I don't know if you know this, but I am on day two of my slasher, my 39 days of absolute horror. And for the first time in its entirety, I will be going to Crystal Lake, baby. Oh, yeah.
There you go. Oh, that's scary. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
So I'm looking forward to it, man. I know Uncle Bruce is looking forward to my reaction to it for sure. So I'll have to get him on
the
horn.
You got Michael Myers on it up there. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, I watched him actually this morning because it was about midnight. I went, oh, I didn't start my countdown. Shit. So there you go.
There you go.
So there it is. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching. We will see you tomorrow for the Dad, Sunday for the Clash Watch Along, and we'll be back Monday on the Jeff Beecham Network for Talk Wrestling. He is the Stat Boy. I'm the Meech. We will see you guys next time.
Out. Woo.